His name, His Majesty. A daily devotion from Lutheran Hour Ministries for Monday, November 3rd, 2025. The text comes from Psalm 148. Kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and maidens together, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is exalted. His majesty is above earth and heaven. The psalmist invites many people, in fact, everyone, to join in praising the Lord. Kings, princes, rulers, young men and women, old men and children are all called to celebrate the majesty of the God who created them. Holy Scripture tells us the stories of many people who, by their obedience and steadfast faith, added to the praise of the Lord. Kings like David and Solomon ruled wisely and, inspired by the Holy Spirit, were among those who wrote down the works and words of God. All of these people were sinners, as we are, yet in repentant obedience, they continued their faithful praise. Young men and women praised God too, through their lives of service and sacrifice. Mary, the mother of our Lord, and Jesus' adopted father Joseph offered the praise of obedience to God's will for their lives. Jesus' disciples learned from the Savior and became witnesses to His resurrection. All of them were persecuted for their faith and finally joined the eternal chorus of praise offered by saints and martyrs in heaven. Many women followed Jesus, expressing their faith and praise through their support of His earthly ministry. They followed Him and watched as He died on the cross. They saw where their Lord's body was placed in the tomb. Some of them returned at dawn on the third day to find the tomb empty. They were greeted by the risen Lord, who sent them to His disciples with the glad news of His resurrection. Old men were part of the chorus of praise too. Abraham, Moses, Zechariah, and Simeon, to name just a few, glorified God as they trusted His promises and awaited the coming of the Messiah. Little children praised the Lord, from Samuel, who answered the Lord's call, to the children on Palm Sunday, who welcomed the Son of David with happy shouts of Hosanna. God's name alone is exalted. His majesty is above earth and heaven. Still today, His name is to be praised. We pray that world leaders would rule with godly wisdom and in so doing bring glory to the Lord who granted ruling authority to them. Through our witness and the example of our lives, we pray that men and women, young and old, would come in the power of the Spirit to believe in Jesus as their Lord and join us in glorifying His name. We bring little children to be baptized so that they too will join in the praise of the Savior who loves them. Now and forever, we have a place in the multitude of saints as our voices blend with theirs in a chorus of praise. Together, we will glorify the name of the Lord. We pray. Lord Jesus, accept my grateful praise, today and always. Amen.